This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We're going to pause now for a little inside baseball, a bit of the political reality that often goes hand in hand with the American economy. Richard Cordray has been the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for the past 15 months or so. The key word there being acting. Cordray is a recess appointment, never confirmed by the Senate. And that is an issue now, since the chairman of a key House committee isn't going to let Cordray testify because of it. So what, you ask? Well, here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer to tell you why.
House Financial Services Committee Chairman Jeb Hensarling wrote Richard Cordray a letter this week. The Texas Republican says Cordray is barred from addressing his committee until he's confirmed by the Senate. Cordray has already testified on the Hill a bunch of times. He appeared before the Senate Banking Committee just yesterday.
Thank you, Senator, for the question.
People testifying on the Hill often look pained, like it's about as much fun as a root canal. So maybe Cordray should be happy that he won't have to go before Hensarling's committee? Or is this a serious challenge to the CFPB?
What you worry about is that there's a chilling effect.
Deepak Gupta is a former CFPB attorney, now in private practice. He's not worried about what he calls political posturing on Capitol Hill. But he says a recent court case has cast a cloud of legal uncertainty over the Bureau. In January, a federal appeals court said the appointment of another Obama administration official was unconstitutional because it was a recess appointment made while Congress wasn't in session. Richard Cordray was appointed the same way. Gupta says now it could be hard for the CFPB to enforce rules intended to protect consumers.
Anyone that's sued by the Bureau or threatened with an enforcement action has the option of raising the constitutionality of the director's appointment.
Already, a Texas bank is suing CFPB over just that issue. And if a court throws out Cordray's appointment, there could be even more questions about the Bureau's authority and its rules on everything from prepaid debit cards to foreclosure. All of the political and legal challenges to the CFPB have left consumers confused. John Brown is semi-retired, running a plant nursery part-time in Washington State. He's checked out the Bureau's website and liked what he saw. He doesn't like all the controversy over Richard Cordray's appointment, which he thinks is mainly political.
But a challenge to an appointment like that should be specific. It shouldn't just be, well, I don't like him. I think he's philosophically in the wrong pew.
Brown says regardless of Cordray's philosophy, it would be helpful for consumers to have a full-fledged director at the CFPB. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.